And we talk with Lady Vandals basketball coach Michelle McNary. And coach, got the season started this week against Altamont, a very tough team, no question about it. And went pretty well for a while, just kind of got away from you at the end.
Yeah, you know, it didn't end the way we wanted it to, but we did a lot of good things, and it was a fun game to coach. I think the people that were watching said it was a fun game to watch. You know, we got up and down the court, both teams, and a very fast-paced game, and unfortunately things kind of didn't go our way in the fourth quarter, and seemed like everything went their way. They started making every shot, and we struggled to hit. So, you know, it wasn't, like I said, it didn't end the way we wanted, but a good game for us to start with.
Yeah, definitely. And a team that's got a lot back against Altamont. You knew it would be a tough team to go against. You're going to see them again next week. So kind of gives you an idea what you're going to be up against.
Yeah, I mean, they have the Nelson girl. And like I told Isaac after the game, they're not, you know, she's one of the best players in the state, one of the best players I've seen. And she's just smooth. And if she's not scoring, she's getting openings for her teammates and putting them in a position to score. And it makes it really tough to guard. You know, we tried some different things on her in the first half. Like you said, things went our way, and in the third quarter we were in a little bit of foul trouble, and that didn't help our case anyway. And then some of her teammates started knocking down some shots that they weren't hitting in the first half, and that made the difference. So we've been trying to talk about some different things we could do, and work on trying to keep them out of the lane. And you know, this week of practice, you know, that's been a big focus for us. We don't really have any film from Effingham. They haven't played yet, and that's our first game. But and not that we're looking ahead to Altamont, but we just know that, you know, that game's coming up, and it's something we've got to get better at if we want a chance to win.
Talking about this Thanksgiving tournament, it's a good one, and it's a good competitive tournament too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got, you know, Effingham's always a top quality team. I don't think that they're as good as they have been in the past few years, but they're always good. Altamont, we already talked about, and then Flora and Newton, who were both, you know, young, kind of young last year. So I mean, I expect them to be, you know, both decent teams this year coming in.
You talked about, yeah, that's the other thing with some teams you saw last year, some teams you don't get to see last year because of the way things were set up. So it's kind of one of those that some teams are still kind of a mystery right now.
Right. And we saw them the first two games of the season last year, and we were, you know, shorthanded on those games. And I thought they were both games that we could have won. And, you know, I feel like, you know, if we come out and play like we did against Altamont, we should win a lot of games this year. And I haven't looked at the film from Flora or Newton yet, but I plan on doing that in the next day or two, and just kind of to see what they did and see who they've got coming back. But I think, you know, if we go out and take care of our business on our end, you know, things should go good for us if we play the way we did Tuesday night.
Yeah, you talked about that, Coach. This is, you've got a good group. It's a young group, but it's definitely a good group, and one you're going to be able to grow with over this season and next as well.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, and they want to be good, and they work hard. Like I said, we were getting up and down the floor the other night. Lainey, you know, was on the bench with us, and she was like, gosh, after the game, I was telling my roommate that we look like a boys' team. We were getting up and down the floor so fast compared to in the past. So that's something we've really been working on, is, you know, looking for our outlets and really trying to push the ball down the floor. And, you know, I don't know if that's the right thing against Altamont because they're doing the same, but it was a, you know, it was a good game, fun game to watch, and I hope that we can continue to do that against other teams because, you know, normally if you score 57 points in a game, in a girls' game, you think you could get a win, but hopefully our defense is just going to have to get better, and the girls are working on that in practice every day and working to talk and get better to help each other out.
One of the things you mentioned in there was when her teammates started knocking down shots, and that's always a tough thing when you go against somebody. Hey, you know they're going to get theirs. You got to keep everybody else quiet, though.
Right. You know, you have to double off on her until somebody's open. And like I said, those girls started knocking those shots down. And I think they ended up hitting 15 threes, I think. And she had four of those, but the others, you know, started knocking them down. And they're going to be a tough team down the road. And they're young also, so they're going to be back for 2 years. So it's going to be a fun couple years for them as well.
Coach, who impressed you the most in game number one?
Well, Anna Forms, of course, which we expected from her, but she stepped up and had a huge game. She had 27 points, 10 rebounds, and just hustled all the time, worked hard. And she got her third foul early in the third quarter, and that was kind of a little bit of a point where it hurt us that she had to be out of the game for a little bit. But she had a great game. Hopefully she can continue to do that. I don't know if she'll score 27 every night, but that would be nice for us. But hopefully she can continue to keep playing the way she has been. And I know she's not going to stop working. That's one thing about her, is she's always going. Katie Eckers stepped up, had 12 points, struggled shooting a little bit early, and then, you know, hit some nice shots for us later in the game. And Zoe Satterthwaite, I think, had a good game for us. She ran the point for us. She got in foul trouble right off the bat with like 2 minutes into the game, and then she said she was just kind of nervous, and I had her trying to guard the Nelson girl, which didn't help. And but I thought she came in and did a real nice job. She had some really nice passes and assists and played some good defense in the second half, and so good things for her. Megan Lepton had 5 points or 5 assists with some really nice passes. And just an all-around good game. I thought Maddie Berry came in and did a good job off the bench. She got in some foul trouble as well, but did some nice things for us. And Shelby Bowles also. So, and that's pretty much who played for us, but I thought all of them did a great job when they got in.
Yeah, and you talked about guarding, you know, when you're guarding that top player, and that's something folks watching the game don't always know, is that takes a lot out of you. And when you're going up against somebody like that, man, it drains you pretty good.
Yeah, if you're trying to keep her from getting the ball, and she's good enough to get open anyway, it's a tough task ahead. And, you know, I think Zoe was excited about it. She just, you know, there was a couple tic-tac fouls early that put her in foul trouble. But that's going to be something that she's going to be asked to do game in and game out. I feel like she's one of our quicker defenders, and I think she knows that. So, you know, she may get a chance to do it again when we play them Wednesday, but I think that's something that's going to be her role in a lot of games. So she'll get better and better at it as she works on it a little bit and gets to do it some.
Definitely a busy week coming up, no question about it. It's game after game, and you don't get a lot of chance to catch your breath or to fix anything as well.
No, you know, we play Tuesday against Effingham, and then we turn around Wednesday and play Altamont and then Newton, and then we have Thanksgiving off, and then Friday we play Flora. So not really time to practice in between to get any better, and that would be kind of nice to have a day off in there. The tournament actually starts Monday, but we don't play Monday. So, but, you know, it is what it is. That's how tournaments are, and we'll make the most of it.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll talk this coming week.
All right. Sounds good, Todd. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Coach.